We're Alive is brought to you by Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quiksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 5, Lady and the Tink. Part 2 of 3.
Spend so much time playing with the dog, you would know where we are right now.
I've got the map right here, and I've been following along. What do you expect? Do you know how many detours we've had to take?
You were supposed to mark them on the map, so we would know the best way back.
I did. Mostly.
Nice work, Bert.
I got it. It's all up in my head. Here. I got a photographic memory.
Give me that.
Hey.
This place is a maze. How the hell are we gonna get that tanker through this? It's not like we can turn that thing on a dime.
Here we are. We're not far from the Eastern Bay Prison. Go ahead and turn left up here.
No problem. I thought about holding up there instead of the tower.
That would have been a bad idea.
Why is that? I was thinking, maybe we can stay there for the night. I bet it's safe.
Sure, it's safe. I bet nothing could get in there.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
What? I don't get it. Why is that so important?
When this all went down, the safest place was that prison. It's designed to keep people in and keep people out. If I was a betting man, I'd say there's a bunch of convicts still in lockup.
You think the guards just left them in there?
Well, they wouldn't let them out, that's for sure. Probably left them in there to rot.
Should we do something about it?
You're funny.
This way's blocked. Any other ways through?
Turn right 2 blocks up. Well, why not?
You ain't thinking clearly, are you, Missy? Eastern Bay isn't full of white-collar criminals that cheated on their taxes. Those are hardened criminals. I'd stay as far away from there as possible.
Shit! Look at this. No way I can get through that.
Hold on. Well, Bert, looks like we have no choice.
What's that, darling?
Only other route that we might be able to use takes us right by the prison. Just keep heading down this road. We have a ways to Eastern Bay.
Did I ever tell you I went to prison once?
Something about that doesn't surprise me.
Everybody's got their lockup story. I was in the drunk tank once. But that's in the military lockup. Bit different. Bit worse, too.
I think Saul was trying to tell us a story. Not everything needs to be about Bert.
But I'm much more interesting.
So what did you do?
Larceny. I was young and stupid.
That's what they all say.
Would you let him tell his story?
I stole stuff from a store, needed some money. I just turned 18 a few weeks before. The judge wanted to make an example out of me, so I spent close to a year in there.
Bet you didn't do it again, did you?
Bert, next word, and you are walking.
Went home. Mom wasn't there anymore. She moved down south. Took everything I had left and enlisted. Took a lot of waivers for the next at me, but since no one was signing up at the time, I got in.
You didn't tell Michael that, did you?
Nope. Haven't really told anyone that. Only you. And, well, him.
We won't say anything. Will we, Bert?
Oh, can I talk now? Yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing. Back in my day, the judge would say military or prison in their sentencing. Different war back then. Different soldiers, too.
And once again, we're back to you.
Oh, sorry about that. Truth be told, I haven't had many people to tell my stories to for quite a while now. Not since my wife Shirley died.
You named your gun after your wife?
Well, that way she's always with me. It was hers originally. I'll tell you what, that woman could shoot.
What happened to her?
Liver cancer. It only took a few weeks. Glad it went quick. Never touched a drop after that. It's only been me in the shop for the last 6 months, and don't have many that stick around and chat much anymore. So I'm sorry if I make everything about me. Just glad to have someone to listen for once.
It's all right. I'm used to it. I'm a therapist, remember? Well, kind of.
How can you be kind of a therapist?
Well, see, now, I have the degrees and the diplomas on my wall at home. Just never had any patients.
Say what?
Well, of course, I had practice patients in college. Everyone has those. But afterwards, I never really applied it yet. I mean, I was going to. I just didn't have the chance yet.
You weren't motivated to, or you just didn't have enough time to?
Well, both. But I kind of wasn't really motivated to be honest.
Why not?
I didn't really care much for other people's problems. I realized that midway through my doctorate.
Well, why didn't you just change majors then?
Hard to do that when your daddy's footing the bill. It's just easier to finish it up.
So, what was your plan then, after all was said and done?
That's just it. I didn't have one. Not before, not during, not after. Maybe that's why I ended up with Todd. He seemed to have one, even if it ended up being worthless.
And yet you skated on your father's dime for your useless education. Just to throw it away. Kind of selfish, don't you think?
Come on, Bert.
No, he's right. But I want to change that now. I realized it after Todd. I don't want anyone to have to go through that.
Glad we had this little conversation. But it's game time, people. Prison's up here on the left.
I don't see anything.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Saul, roll down your window.
It's quiet. Do you see anything?
Nothing.
Maybe they did get inside, or maybe the prisoners just starved to death.
Should I keep?
Yeah, keep driving. There's nothing here for us.
It gives me the creeps. Just look at this place.
It's worse on the inside. They modeled it after some old ones on the East Coast, brick by brick. Figured they'd make it look like hell. Then people would try to stay out. Some of the worst were sent here.
Lady, no. No.
I got her. Don't you pee on me.
Can't you go any faster?
I'm trying to see something.
Trying to see what? There's nothing to see. Come on.
All right, I'm going.
You didn't stay there, did you?
For what he did? That's a federal prison. Bet they stick you in some little
state. I think we're all past that now. Let's just focus on what we need to do. Not much further now.
As we can get.
You think we can ram the gate with this thing? I'm surprised we got as far as we did.
Come on.
Oh, thank you. No more rain. Is it all right to leave Lady in here?
I'll follow you in the tanker. You can drive your lean green machine back with your precious dog.
Lady, stay.
What is this place?
Angel says this is where some of the tankers load up from the refineries. They go from here to the stations.
Okay, so what exactly are we looking for?
We're looking for one of these to be full of diesel.
I bet most of these are unleaded.
This one's empty.
Wait, what's the difference?
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, but yes, I'm serious.
Unleaded is used in most normal cars. Diesel is used for generators and big rigs and trucks. Different type of fuel for different applications.
But how can you tell the difference? Like, which tankers have which?
Oh, my dear. Very easy. See, diesel smells different. It's kind of oily, too. If you rub it on your fingers, it won't have a greasy texture. See, this here is unleaded. Not what we want.
Or you can just look at this label here that says unleaded.
Oh, well, sure you could do that, too. I was just being thorough. Now she knows.
Ugh. All of these are either unleaded or empty.
Shit. Where's the fill point?
Where's what?
Do you see any spot that looks like it has a faucet pointing down? Somewhere where we can fill one of these up at. It'll be green for diesel.
I can't see from up here. Hold on. Let me climb up. Over there. By the tower.
Is it clear? Do we have a path there?
Looks good. Go ahead and start her up. We were losing daylight quick. Bert was a little rusty backing up the tanker. We lost a little bit of time, but not enough to make me worried. I just didn't know how long it was going to take to fill it up.
That's far enough.
Liz, flip that switch over. Oh, shit. I hope this place has power.
Here goes.
Ha! Finally, we're in luck for once.
That would have sucked.
More like game over. A few roadblocks or locked fences, we can get around. We couldn't have siphoned this shit.
Hey, Saul. Just walk away. We'll spare your lives. Just walk away.
Yeah. It does feel like that. I didn't even think about it.
I don't get it.
That, little lady, was one of my favorite movies. Road Warrior.
Hey, Bert, you think we should trick this thing out with some barbed wire? Some crazy traps along the sides?
Boys in your movies, I just don't get it.
What? You don't like movies?
Like them? Yes. Enough to quote them? No. So what do we do now?
Now, we wait.
I have no idea how long it's going to take to fill this thing up, either.
Let's just hope it's soon. We're losing daylight.
About 3/4 full, I think.
Said that 20 minutes ago, kid.
Well, it's not like I have a dipstick to check.
Do we really need to fill it up all the way?
No, we don't.
But do you really want to come back here anytime soon?
Besides, it's easier to drive through when it's full. Otherwise, it's going to slosh around back there. It's a lot of weight we're moving around, and I'm not that good of a driver.
And with that, there goes the song.
How much longer?
Maybe around 20 more minutes or so. Not too much longer. You got that whiskey from my house? That could burn off some time?
Left it with your dog, back at the gate. Don't be an idiot. We need you sober.
You driving home tonight?
I was thinking we could stop off at a Motel 6 on the way home.
Very funny. I'm serious.
So was I.
Oh.
No way am I going to drive home in this thing at night.
Why don't we just stay in the back of the big rig? On the tanker. There's enough space back there for one of us, and two seats up front for...
Dibs on the back.
Oh, you ass. That's the most comfortable spot.
Why do you think I called it? I'm an old man. You can handle sleeping in a chair much better than I could. Besides, less chance of any hanky-panky if I'm laying there.
Trust me, that's not gonna happen.
that?
I bet it's one of them.
Looks like we're leaving with what we got. So, shut up the pump. I'll cover you.
I gotta close the top.
Do it slowly. Stay close, Liz.
Move towards the front. Maybe it was an animal. Did you think of that?
An animal with 2 feet? I know what I heard. Not that old. Ha! Stupid little shit. Thought he'd get the drop on me.
You and your damn hand cannon, Bert. They heard that.
This thing.
Just drive.
It's a straight shot out of the air. We're gonna be all right. Sweet Jesus, that was fun.
Lady. Shit. I gotta go get her.
There's no time.
Saul.
You just stay in here, Lizzie.
I'm coming, girl.
They're right behind you!
Shit! Oh! It's trapped inside there!
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Alisa Elliott is an acting coach in Los Angeles with a degree in drama from Yale University. She gives private acting lessons, group acting classes, and industry coaching in L.A. to beginners, professionals, children, and adults. Her one-on-one coaching sessions are great if you are just starting out, preparing for an audition, or want to fine-tune your skills. Alisa's kept her classes small to give you an intimate opportunity to work with and learn from other talented actors while still benefiting from one-on-one coaching. Her goal is to give you the personal attention, acting techniques, and career guidance that you need to reach your full potential as an actor. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, contact her at 310-230-5233. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Alisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, and Tammy Klein.
And don't forget, Scott Marvin.
Featuring Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Print editor Blythe Hill. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Producer Shane Salk. Casey Whalen. This has been a Wayland production.